This is Conor Lennon from UN News. With news that Ebola virus disease has now surfaced in Uganda, where it's claimed two lives so far this week, the World Health Organization, or WHO, is hopeful the country's efforts to protect communities will quickly prove successful. In an interview with Daniel Johnson from UN News, WHO spokesperson Tarek Yazarevich explains what the priorities are for the UN Health Agency and the Ugandan authorities.
Well, we received the information from the Ministry of Health of Uganda that the second of three persons who were confirmed Ebola positive has passed away. So obviously it is very important that the Ministry of Health, together with the World Health Organization, goes quickly to this area where the cases have been identified to make sure that all those who may have been in contact with these people are being monitored. And obviously there is a cooperation between Ministries of Health of Uganda and Democratic Republic of Congo on a number of issues, trying to make the response measures being coordinated.
And a reported 50 or so contacts from these people who were infected with Ebola. What's the latest figure on contacts and how many are you tracing right now?
Well, the numbers are changing, obviously, but we are right now compiling the list of those who may have been in touch with members of this family who have tested positive. It is important that these people are identified, that they are offered vaccine, and that they are followed for 21 days. Uganda has been working on preparedness since the beginning of the outbreak in DRC, and we hope that this preparedness work will now bear its fruits, aiming to shut down this outbreak quickly.
And you have your WHO Director General tomorrow reconvening the International Health Regulations Emergency Committee. It's not looking very good, is it?
We are convening an emergency committee tomorrow. We will listen to the advice of the emergency committee as it has been the case in the past.